Welcome to the Women Boldly Living podcast, where we share tips and strategies on ways to thrive as professional women and working moms. I'm your host, Valerie Ashford Brown, transition coach, empowerment speaker, change management, and leadership development expert, empowering you to make midlife your best life. I'm excited about today's show, and we're going to dig right in. My guest today is career strategist Pamela Burkett Jones. Pamela, thank you so very much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm great, Valerie. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. So, Pamela, tell us a little bit about your background, if you don't mind, please.
Well, yes. Well, first, personally, I'm a wife of almost 26 years, a mom of two.
Woo-hoo!
I have an adult. Yeah. I have two sons, you know, which I think about every day, going on with the time, what times we're in right now. So I have an adult son that's away in grad school, and I have a 16-year-old son who just turned 16, May 26th. And I'm in business. I'm a founder of Proactive Life Coaching and Consultant. I'm a certified coach, consultant, speaker, and college professor. And what I do is I assist and empower seasonal professionals at any phase of career transitioning or leadership development as they seek and move up to their next level and live the life they desire. But before I did that, I have to tell you, I was a first responder. I did that for almost, I did for criminal justice for 30 plus years, and 27 of those years were in law enforcement. I did everything from investigations, administration, patrol, you name it. I've been everywhere, did a whole lot while I was there, and saw a whole lot while I was a first responder.
That's really interesting, Pamela, the first responder. And I want to first thank you for your service for 30 plus years. That's a long time. And you said 27 in law enforcement, doing multiple duties. But can you talk to some of those challenges of being in that type of career?
I definitely can. I mean, throughout that career, it was a work and home life balance. I struggled with that because in being the career of a first responder, it's just, you know, a lot of control over your life. It's a place where, or a field where your time is pretty much measured and controlled by someone else, you know, different shifts. And then what I mean by saying that is you don't work a 9-to-5 mostly, you know. I mean, sometimes you'll get a position in 9-to-5 that's 9-to-5,
mm-hmm.
but technically
sure.
that can be taken away from you at any time, and different things could come up, details, whatever. And you can find yourself working a late shift or midnight shift, or you work holidays, they tell you when you can take off to be with your family. It's not that, mm-hmm. you know, just because it's the summer, your kids are out and you're off too, or you get to just do it. You really have to plan. And they say when you can actually take your leave, you just don't go up and say, well, I'm going to take this time off. You have to make sure everything is correct and everything is manageable and you can get it. So basically, they had a lot of control over your life. So that work-life balance. And then also another thing, I just felt in that career, a lot of people feel undervalued. You know, it's like they don't matter and your life doesn't matter. So is what they tell you. And you got a different leadership in management is a quite different creature in that particular field. So, you know, it's just a strain sometimes. It could be on your personal life. When it comes, and that's what I struggled with most when I was there.
You said a lot there. Didn't necessarily work a 9-to-5. It was longer hours and even work holidays. And what struck me too, and everything struck me with what you said, but particularly the last part, which I did not necessarily think about, and that is feeling undervalued. That is a huge part of enjoying our work. And maybe that's why overall in the United States, I think the stat is 72 to 80% of people who work don't enjoy their jobs. And I did not think about that aspect here being a first responder. So that's really good. But Pamela, how did you also manage, though? I know you said the work and home life integration or balance was off, but did you have like a village or community, your husband, thinking that he stepped in? Did you have those folks to rally around you and help to take care of your boys when you were at work?
I sure did. And that's what I can say that helped me throughout all those years that I was in the law enforcement career part of it, is my community and my family and my extended family. And they all stepped in and they made sure that things were taken care of and my kids did not have to really go from house to house and or from a stay in a daycare for 8 hours, 12 hours, you know, those long hours. But and actually they just stepped in, and I really, really appreciate them for that. And I did have that community, and some people don't have that, but I can truly say I did. I had that.
Yeah, that's good for us as professional and as women too in business, and then also working that 9 to 5 to have that sisterhood too, and village and community of family. And then even when you don't have, let's say, blood relatives, I think it's important too to establish other relationships with people that will become just like family. So I understand. And with that, though, you were a first responder for many years, and you transition over to a businesswoman. Now you're an entrepreneur and you're a career strategist. So tell us how that came about and why you became a career strategist.
Oh, wow. Valerie, it's a long story. It wasn't planned. And right. I know we don't have all day for your show, because we could be talking for hours. But
I know, in a nutshell,
I can tell you how I became about a career strategist. Throughout the 27 years, I did know at one point, I felt undervalued, and I knew I was going to retire when my time came. I would say that. I would just say, okay, once I become eligible, I'm getting out of here. So I actually, throughout those years, I prepared myself for going to another career over back to the federal government, because that's where I came from before I went to a local state government, because the local state government did my 27 years. So I was preparing myself so I could be marketable in the field. I mean, just so I can actually compete. And as I was preparing myself, and when the time came, and that time came up on me quick, but I was prepared to do it. And actually, when maybe about 6 months to 4 months in, I finally start putting out those resumes. And I was putting it in what seemed like the black hole. Everybody talks about the federal government. Sometimes can be a black hole because you just keep applying and applying. And I started applying about that, like I said, the 4 to 6 months right before I was getting ready to retire. And what happened was I finally did another resume, and I actually put it in, and I got an interview, and the interview happened to be like 3 weeks before I was ready to retire. So I went on that interview, and when I went on the interview, this was my first interview I ever went on after all those years being in that one agency, and I got the job. But what happened was they had to do a background, top secret background check. So, of course, I wasn't going to say, well, you know what? It looks like I'm going to pull everything back and not retire and just waiting for them to finish my background check. I knew there was more. I knew that wasn't it. I didn't feel fulfilled anymore. And I knew that I wanted to just go ahead on and just get out and just breathe for a little while. And I said, and I could breathe while they're doing that background check. But I tell you what happened, Val. When I got out there, I started to really think about, and I still hear, heard some of the people who could retire, oh, I'm going to stay a little longer. But I've heard throughout the years that they wanted to leave, and they were doing the countdown, and you heard everything, and I started to hear them say, well, I'm going to stay a little longer. That kind of, throughout the years, it kind of like got to me. Like, they want to leave. They weren't happy. I knew I wasn't happy, and I knew I wanted to go. And not to say it wasn't a bad job, but at some point, it wears on you. It wears on you physically and mentally. And so I was like, okay, well, you know, maybe as I was waiting for that background check, I said, well, maybe I can do more. And then I started thinking about what could I do? And look at where I got the interview. I, you know, actually made that plan throughout those years, and I made myself marketable. And when they looked at my resume, they were like blown away. And I was like, I could help people, you know, to try to make and strategize their career and, you know, try to, you know, do what they want to do and how they want to get positioned to do something different. And then sometimes they're not even thinking that they could do something different, because being a career strategist, I became a certified coach, a consultant, and I used a lot of the skills I'd already had and learned throughout the years. And I went and invested in myself and other things, and coaching and training. And, you know, now I can say I'm prepared as a career strategist to a lot of those aspects that you need to do. And I'm doing it. I'm actually loving what I do now. And with that background, is completed, is done. And it's been so successful for me by me just going through the steps now that I take my clients through, that now people are reaching out to me that I don't even call. You know, of course, with your computer now, everybody can reach out to you once they see things. And I just set myself up so well that people are now actually saying, hey, I have this. And I'm, you know, recently I've been actually offered a job that I never thought I was qualified for because of my age. But that person's like, oh, no, we can get you in at a certain, we can get you in this job. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that. So I was like, I just want to take some of those things and just really work with other people so they can go out and live a life that they desire and, you know, dream of without the restrictions, and just be fulfilled in life.
Yeah, sounds like your purpose, your why, the difference you want to make is helping and empowering others and championing them to live the life that they're called to live and want a purpose, because I believe that we're all created on purpose, for a purpose, and we're given this life and this chance only one time, and we should do all that we can to live out our purpose, because our days are numbered. And it sounds like you took full advantage of your skills that you learned from being a first responder all those years, and then added to that to go into this new field of being a career strategist. That's what it sounds like to me. And that is a good formula, I believe, to have as we transition over into different careers. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely agree that. And there's a lot of things that people know, and they seek a vision that they have for themselves, but they really have not tapped into the surface and really do not know what they really possess. You know, they're just really not aware of all the things that they have in their tool chest that could get them to it. And then I'm a sole believer, if it's in your mind and it's something that you keep yearning for and longing for, and you know it, you have it, that you've actually started picking up little trinkets along the way that you can actually now polish up and just bring it out to forefront and reach that level that you want to go to. And I'm a firm believer of that.
Yeah, I am too, because I think a lot of times we have so many skills and so many things that we do automatically, and we don't think that they could really translate and transfer over to something else tangible, because we do it. And then we forget about those things. That's why it's good for us to look back over our lives and then even look at our resume and write things down. And when we did this thing that may have been for the community, and when we did something else that may have been at work, but then it was more so on, let's say, the social side and things like that. Just looking at all of the things that make us like this holistic being is what I want to say. So that's really good. That's a good formula. But you know what, Pamela? Hang with me for just a moment, because we need to take a break. Everyone, this is Valerie Ashford Brown, and you're listening to the Women Boldly Living podcast. We need to take a quick break, but listen, don't go too far because we're going to be right back with my powerful guest, career strategist, Pamela Burkett Jones.
Hello, this is Pamela Burkett Jones, career strategist, founder of Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. In your professional life, are you repeatedly saying to yourself, there has to be more to life than what I'm experiencing now? There has to be a better way to reach my goals, aspirations, and desires. There is no way I can keep going down this road and maintain a level of satisfaction. This leads you to feeling stuck, overwhelmed, cloudy with uncertainty. I have a coaching program which will stir up your passion and develop a strategy to get you moving on to your next level. Contact me for further discussion. My email is contact@proactivelife.com. Visit me at my website at liveproactively.com, or you can telephone me at 240-682-1343. Looking forward to hearing from you.
This is Valerie Ashford Brown, CEO and founder of Leading Edge Coaching and Consulting. I'm a certified professional coach, empowerment speaker, and leadership development expert, helping working moms and professional women thrive amidst career and life transitions. Are you looking to change careers, trying to go back to work after a long break, or even feeling stuck? Have you said to yourself that you're too old, it's too late, and things just won't happen for me? Are you tired of juggling your faith, your family, and yourself, often getting nowhere fast? If you desire to reawaken, refine, and redesign your success, I invite you to connect with me as I help clients gain clarity and confidence by using the shift method to move to the next level. Join me in the Next Thrive coaching program that starts the week of May 18th of this year. Make sure that you contact me at 240-681-9375. You can also email me at info@valerieashfordbrown.com, and you can visit the website for more information at valerieashfordbrown.com. And finally, connect with me on Facebook and LinkedIn at the same name of valerieashfordbrown.com. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Hi there, everyone. Thank you for joining me again. We're talking today about out of uniform with my guest, Ms. Pamela Burkett Jones, and we're going to get right back into the show. We left off with Pamela telling us about her purpose, her why, and the difference that she wanted to make, and those skills that she was learning, how she took the skills that she learned from her law enforcement career over to what she's doing now as a career strategist. And Pamela, I want you to talk to us and just give us a few tips here about our strategies that you would have for individuals who want to do what you've done and come out of the uniform.
Well, you know, the strategies that I use is I actually have them to seek out their passion and purpose, get more self-aware, you know, of themselves, or what they, you know, what they want to do, what they stand for, what they value. And then what I do is I discover their uniqueness. What makes them unique? What makes them stand out? What makes them different from other people? Or what makes them be able to do what they do? Because there's so many people who have different talents that they don't use, or they've actually put them in the back burner, or put it down on top, on the top shelf, and never reached up to get them. So we find out what's unique about them. And after we do that, I tell them to come up with a plan. We're going to come up with a plan, you know, help make them accountable, and just check in with them to make sure they're doing what they say they're going to do. And then, you know, or what they say, you know, what they say they want to do, and then making sure they're always in action. So those are, that's one of the strategies, and actually I have something going on right now, but that's one of the strategies that I want to, I take my clients through and help people actually, or help tell people that's how you move on, you know, and do what you want. Okay. And then figure out too what you don't want to do, what you don't want, you know, because I just know basically when I was sitting there waiting for my background to be done, I really realized to myself as I sat still for a moment, and a lot of us are sitting still, but when I was sitting mm-hmm. still back when I was going through that top secret background, I said, do I really want to go into a place where I'm in the office and I'm in a controlled environment again? I mean, it may not be the 9-to-5 job, the weekends off, holidays, but I still have the energy and I have people there that don't want to be there. So then yeah. I said to myself, I know I don't want to do that again. So that was something mm-hmm. I know I didn't want to do. And I was not going to be helping people. Like, and I have a history in the background that whatever I do, and that was one of my self-awareness, that I know I want to help people to move on to their next or to overcome some type of challenge or to just get past obstacles that they never thought they could get over. So that, you know, that's a strategy that I go into. It worked on me. It's worked on several other people, and I know it'll work on my future clients and anyone else who's listening to my voice right now that just wants mm-hmm. something to have that push. I know it works.
Yeah, and it sounds like in this too, you may have done some thought work. Is that correct? As far as transforming your thoughts,
right? Right, and that's where that self-awareness come from. I mean, that's what you get. Yeah. That's where that self-awareness come out of. Just thinking mm-hmm. and doing that thought and just really, really taking a deep dive and just finding out who you are and what you stand yeah. for.
Yeah, yeah. I offer my clients, my coaching clients, a self-awareness workbook. And I must admit, I'm not saying it just because I created the workbook, but it's pretty good because it helps them to look at like what things they value, like dependability and honesty and just a whole lot of things that the self-awareness workbook goes into. And then the thing I like about it, and I tell a number of my clients as well, is to develop a personal mission statement. Because I think when you have that personal mission statement, like mine is to empower positive change in women through teaching, coaching, courses, and workshops. But when you have that at the forefront of your mind, and if you have it, let's say, on a post-it note or on an index card, it's right there in front of you. And it's kind of hard to miss it when you're going forth and looking for jobs and then changing careers. When you have that personal mission statement, it helps you to anchor and go in the direction that you really want to go in. So that's really good. That's good.
Yes. Yes, and that's exactly what I do as well. That, you know, I have that mission statement and definitely pull out those core values, those core values. We have a lot of values, but I want to pull out the ones that stand on the surface that you know that throughout the years that they've actually been always there, that always come, they always come up. But I do the same thing, mm-hmm. the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, as a busy wife and mom in business now, you transitioned successfully. And I know that we're taught, at least for me, I was taught from a young age to be ambitious and aim high. And you can do anything that you want to do. You mm-hmm. just got to put a little power to it and everything. But I know that you're a busy wife and mom. So, and you had those challenges when you were working your 9-to-5. Have you had any challenges with being like a wife and mom in business? Like, what have some of those been now since you're on the other side in entrepreneurship?
Wow.
Time
management.
time manager. Okay.
Management is my number one problem. I mean, I just cannot get it. And I trying to work with tools now to get myself on track and get myself a schedule. And for some reason, being a mom and doing other things, and you just cannot stay on that schedule, you know. And even with the kids now at home, you know, with the COVID and the pandemic going on, the school's out.
I just cannot
that time management, that has been, you know, the thorn in my side is just trying to manage and not being able. And then you say, hey, you're in business now, but you think that, hey, you're the boss, you're the owner, you're the CEO, you're the founder, and you shouldn't be working as hard. But,
I know, right? You work even harder. I tell you, I feel your pain with that, but you know what? It's a good kind of pain, because I don't think I would change much about it, but some days it can get rough. So I feel you when you say time management is a problem. I hear you.
Yes.
I hear you.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that 9 to 5 clock is thrown out the window. I think I took that one and threw 9 a.m. to 5 a.m. What is that? I've taken that out. But I have to say, like you said, it's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. I've rather have that than be in some place that I do not want to be in. And I'm not just, you know, just saying of back, you know, as a first responder or whatever. I'm just saying
it's
being in a position or a job that it no longer fulfills me or serves me. I know I'm so happy to do things at my own level and be able to talk and just to get that feeling when someone is actually walking their walk and their talk that they want to do. And as they're saying it, they're just not saying it, but they're also doing it. So that's happy for me. That's always been a happy place for me.
So, yeah. And the thing about it is that as a people and, you know, women and moms, the things that we did years ago are so different from what we want to do like now, even when it comes to careers and jobs and things of that sort forth, even things that we did last year, we change. We're forever evolving, and we may not want to do that same thing that we did 10 years ago today. At least that's how I am. So I understand what you mean by that. I want you to tell us what's next for you. What's next for you? And then, tell us what's next for you. What can we expect? Are you going global? What are we going to expect from Pamela, Mrs. Pamela Burkett Jones?
Well, you know, Valerie, I have a whole lot of things lined up in the pipe for me. The first thing I will say that's really close next to me, I have another book that's coming out. It's going to be a career transition book this time. I have one that was released back in October 2019, and that was an anthology called Empowered to Win with Allison Davidson. That was Empowered to Win with Allison Daniels. But my new book is going to be, is Handled with Care, the 7 Fragile Areas to Focus on When Preparing for a Career Transition. And that book is going to bless a whole lot of people's socks off. And so I'm working on that right now. I have a lot of other things. And of course, what's going on today, I got a couple of calls for maybe a collaboration and working on to try to really get a hold on the country and the first responders. And so basically, I'm really looking to say yes to that project as well. So
good.
Yeah, that's on my heart heavy. So I'm really looking. I got the call a couple of days ago, and I'm looking to say yes to that. In business, I have a whole
go ahead. Okay.
Yeah, and in business, I have a whole lot of other stuff that's going on. So
okay.
So look for me.
That sounds really good. Yeah, we're gonna. Pamela, tell us the name of the book again that you're coming out with.
It's a career transition book. It's called Handle with Care. 7 Fragile Areas to Focus on Handle with Care. 7 Fragile Areas to Focus on When Preparing for a Career Transition.
Okay. We're going to look for that. I love that, Handle with Care. I love that title. I can't wait until it comes out. So we're going to go real quickly to our lightning round, but this has been powerful. I have certainly enjoyed talking with you today, but I'm going to go to our lightning round, which are very short answers where I ask you a question and then you answer as quickly as possible.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. The first one. Yes. I know my greatest strength is or are?
Determination.
Okay.
And interpersonal skills.
Determination and interpersonal skills. Good. My favorite quote is? You have a favorite quote?
Yes, I do. Charles Swindoll. Life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it.
I love it. And then this last one, not many people know that you did what?
Oh, I love to tell it. I dog sled in Alaska. I actually
dog sled. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Gosselin in Alaska. Okay, good. All right, and then Pamela, last thing. Tell us where we can find you on social media.
Okay, for our social media, I'm on Instagram at Live Proactively. Facebook, of course, by my name, Pamela Burkett, B-U-R-K-E-T-T hyphen Jones. And then I also have a business page at Proactive Life Coaching and Consulting. And then I have a website at liveproactively.com.
All right. Thank you very much. And we'll put that information in our show notes as well when we share it out. Pamela, I want to thank you very much for joining us today. This has been a wonderful show. I learned a whole lot about you, and then I've learned a lot about making successful career transition. And I hope that our listeners have found this information to be valuable. And I want to thank the listeners for tuning in each and every Monday at 7 o'clock p.m. to listen to us. If you want to reach out to me for transition coaching, speaking, change management and leadership development support, please do so by email. You can do that at info@valerieashfordbrown.com or even check my website at www.valerieashfordbrown.com. And if it's extremely urgent, feel free to call me at 240-681-9375. I want to thank you all once again for being fabulous listeners and tuning in to the Women Boldly Living podcast, where you not only survive, but you thrive in this thing called life. Take care.